The hellbender is striking. It's the continent's largest salamander, about the size of an adult's forearm. In the water, they tumble and somersault just like professional acrobats. But they're steadily disappearing from the nation's streams, thanks to chemical pollutants and silt runoff disturbing the places where their eggs hatch and mature. Purdue researchers have been working with the amphibians for about 8 years. With the zoo, they've recently begun rearing baby salamanders to soon be released into the wild. But Rod Williams, who spearheads the university's hellbender research, says the real education needs to take place down south, in the salamander's endangered habitat. He says starting this fall, he'll begin planning and coordinating with local and state officials, farmers, and Purdue Extension offices.
Our ultimate goal would be to make sure that we could work with our partners down in southern Indiana and landowners in the communities down there to continue to improve water quality so that eventually these hellbenders and these species and the aquatic systems in general can begin to recover and take more form of their natural state.
Williams says their repatriation efforts don't mean much if an animal can't someday perpetuate its species on its own. Williams says his graduate students are also researching whether there are other waterways in the state suitable for hellbender introduction. For WBAA News, I'm Sarah Fenton.